Today's Shiur Masechta, the Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Beis, the bottom line. V'amabaya, tasely, I deserve schar, t'chazinet suvim rabon in the Shalom Masechta. When I saw Tam T'chochem finish Masechta, avinut yamatovel rabonin. I made a yontif for rabon. I used to make a siyam Masechta. I used to make a siyam and used to invite everybody to participate in the Simcha. And says the Yamsha Shloima, this is the Makar, how when there's a Siyam Masechta, it's a Siyam for everybody, and everybody joins in the Simcha. And as the Yamsha Shloima explains, it was somebody else who finished the Masechta. And even though it was somebody else who finished the Masechta, he made the Yontif as if he had finished the Masechta. And we see, says the Marshal, that even if a Yochid, even if one individual finished the Masechta, it's as if everybody should participate on the Masechta. So Rashi points out, when the Gemara says Abaya says Rashi, Rosh Yeshiva Hoya. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. And the Farshim tried to understand, why does Rashi have to single out that Abaye was a Rosh Yeshiva? Why does he have to emphasize that? So he says that Rap, so I saw that the Shem Shon Ba'alocha explains that Abaye was trying to teach us that what is the job of a Rosh Yeshiva? What is the responsibility of a Rosh Yeshiva? The responsibility of Rosh Yeshiva is to make sure that his Talmidim should grow in learning. So he wanted to encourage them to learn. One of the ways he encouraged them to learn is that he would make a Yontif when they made a siyum. And in fact, the Michzalozim, the Sefer Darkei Chaim V'Sholem, says that when a siyum is made, we don't say tachnun, because it's a yontif. And on yontif, of course, we don't say tachnun. The Mor of Shemesh has a beautiful explanation. He says that when somebody, a yontif is something that a Kodesh Baruch Hu establishes, what are the yom tovim? Says the Mor of Shemesh, that the Rosh Yeshiva, Abaya, that the Gedolei Hador have the ability to establish what is a Yontif. And how did they establish what is a Yontif here? The way they establish a Yontif is that when Talmid Chacham make a Siyam, that is the greatest Yontif. I saw that the Chavetz Chaim says that if somebody finishes learning, That's not yet a proof that the person appreciates learning. When do we know that somebody appreciates his learning? Is a vidna yom tov l'rabbonin. If when there's a siyum, the person recognizes that this is a yontif, that is the person who shows true chashivas for learning, and that's the yontif. I saw that the Mefarshim explained, if we take the letters of the word siyum, they're very interesting. The samach, the way the letter samach is spelled, is samach mem chof. Mem chof equals samach, equals 60. Siyum is spelled yud vav, yud is spelled yud vav dalad. Vav dalad equal the same gematria as yud. And yud, vav is spelled vav, two vavs, so vav obviously equals vav, and mem is spelled mem, also two mems, mem equal mem, to teach us that not just those that are at this, not just the person who makes the siyum, but even those who attend the siyum, all of them are equal in the simcha of the siyum. And that's why halacha is, that even during the 9 days, when we're not allowed to eat meat, or during Erev Pesach, the people who participate in the Siyam are considered as if they made the Siyam himself. So I saw that the Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh brings from the Chiddush Ha'arim. Why, by making a Siyam during the 9 days, may we eat meat? He says that the reason we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam, says the Chiddush Ha'arim. If when somebody makes a siyum, another's come
and participate in the Siyum, and that they show that they're ready to participate in the Simcha of another Jew, which is the opposite of Sinas Chinam, that's why we should make a Siyum during the 9 days. And that's why people should come participate in the Siyum. I saw another pshat from the Sefer Tepukei Chaim. The Gemara emphasizes that what type of Siyum are we talking about? We're talking about the Siyum of a Tzur v'Mabonin, a young person. So says the Tepukei Chaim, if you have a young person who has the whole world in front of him, and instead of following everything that the world has to offer, he chooses to learn Torah, that is the biggest yontif. Because somebody who is able to do that, he's the person who's going to succeed in life in his avodas Hashem. He's going to be shalom masechta. He's going to live a life of shleimus. But then I saw another pshat. When somebody finishes, when somebody builds a new home, so he makes a Chanukah Sabayis. Whether the person who built the home is a wealthy person and built the mansion, or whether the person who built the home is not wealthy and he bought a simple built a simple house, the simcha of a Chanukah Sabayis, the simcha of building a new home, is a simcha for everybody. So the Sefer Netzutzei Aaron says that it's interesting. The Gemara only points out that Abaye made a siyum when one of the Talmidim made a yomtiv, when one of the Talmidim made a simcha. Why doesn't the Gemara speak about what did Abaye do when he himself finished learning something? So he says, of course, Abaye, when he would finish a masechta, would make a siyum. But that Abaye should make a siyum when he finished the masechta is obvious. Abaye is the big Talmud Chacham. Obviously, when he finishes learning a masechta, he obviously learned it very well, and it's the person who built the mansion. And therefore, he certainly makes a yontif. The chiddush of our Gemara is that even if somebody's a tzur v'merabonin, he hasn't yet developed into being a great Talmud Chacham. He hasn't developed, but he learns to the best of his ability. And he makes a siyum according to the way he was able to learn. At that madrega, that too is a Yom HaTov l'Rabbanim. But I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that a siyum masechta is Sholem Masechta. He says that you make a scene when you Sholem, when you learn the Masechta with Shleimus, with true understanding of the Masechta. But the Belzer Rebbe once spoke, Shlita once spoke at a Siyum Hashas. And he says that what is the Simcha of a Siyum? He says the Simcha of a Siyum is not for what we finished. The Simcha of a Siyum represents the future. Because he says, we know that the Gemara says, Mishesh Leimana writes Messiah. Somebody has $100, he's going to want to have $200. He says, if that's the way it works by Gashmius, certainly that's the way it works by Ruchnius. So what we know is that if somebody learns and he comes to enjoy learning, he's going to want to learn even more. The simcha of a siyum is that we now are going to have the cheshik, the desire to learn more. And that's why he says, we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the dimensions of the Aron, they were all in halves. Amasayim v'chetzi charkoi, v'ame v'chetzi rachboi, v'ame v'chetzi kamosoi, to teach us that it's only a half. When somebody starts to learn, he realizes that he still has so much more to learn, and he gets the cheshik to want to learn. Ta'amo kitoiv sachru, we say in Eishes Chayil. La yichba b'leila neira. Ta'amo kitoiv sachru, when somebody tastes the toiv of the Torah, he realizes how geshmak the Torah is, then la yichba b'leila neira. He can't close the lights at night, because he just wants to learn more and more. And that was what Abaye was trying to do. Abaye was trying to make a vidna yom tov l'rabbanon. He wanted to create a situation in the yeshiva. He wanted to create a matzav in the yeshiva, that yom tov l'rabbanon, that all of the rabbanim should want to learn more and more. That was the reason that Abaye, and as Rashi points out, Abaye was the Rosh Yeshiva. And Abaye saw that his obligation is to get everybody in the yeshiva into wanting to learn more. That is the job of the Magid Shir of the Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Rav Tesili, the Chasid Tzuvim Rabbanon, L'kamoy L'dina, when Rabbanim come to me for the Torah, L'masigna Reishe Beisadya, I can't go to sleep, until I could find out a way that they should win the Din Torah. So, way most Mefarshim explain, he could not believe that a Talmud Chacham would do anything improper. And therefore, he kept on trying to figure out how was it that this Talmud Chacham must have done the right thing. Another pshat is, that it wasn't that he, of course, tried to say that somebody who did something wrong wasn't wrong. But he didn't want the Talmud Chacham have to wait. So he right away started the Din Torah that the Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to wait till the Din Torah would proceed. Amar Abba Rav Ashi, I can't be a dayan by Din Torah of a Talmud Chacham. My Tama, the Chavav Alayka Gufayi. Every Talmud Chacham, I love a Talmud Chacham like I love myself. So the Chiddush HaRim asks that a person can't say bad about himself, but he can't say good about himself, but maybe he could say bad about himself. Could so ask the Chiddush HaRim, could somebody be a dayan to say negative about, or A, to say negative about a relative? So the Chiddush HaRim said that a person whose attitude towards his relatives is that he could see bad in his relative, then he's not a mensch, and he's not pas, and he should not be a dying at all. The Sfasemis explains as follows: that what does that mean? That you can't? How could he not be? He has to be honest in this entire. So even though this person is a Talmud Chacham, doesn't he have to be honest in the entire? So the Sfasemis explains, it says in Pirkei Avos, "Shei baladinim oimdim lefanecha, yu beinecha k'rishayim." When two litigants are standing in front of the dayan, he should view those two litigants as their rishayim. But he said, for me, it's impossible to view litigants as if they are rishayim. And that's what he meant, that I can't look at a Talmud Chacham as if he was a rasha. Rav Chanina ma'ata v'koya panya d'mal shabasa. Rav Chanina would, some say, Rashi says, he would put on nice clothing. The Rambam says, they would put on the talis. He would put on before an Erev Shabbos. V'amaboy v'neitza likra Shabbos Hamalka. Let's go greet Shabbos Hamalka. And the Prima Gadim says, this is the makar for the minig that we know in all shuls, that when they say, boy kala, they turn around to the door to greet the Shabbos. Rav Yanai, Lovishmani Mal Shabbos, he would put on Shabbos clothing already in Erev Shabbos, Vomar, and he would say, Bayi Kala. He would, in greeting the Shabbos. Rabbi Rafuna Ikalabe, Rabbi Barav Nachman. Rabbi Rafuna once came to the home of Rabbi Barav Nachman, Krivale Tlas Soy Tuchi. They brought him three psalm of wafers that look like matzahs that were smeared with oil or fat. They were a delicacy. Amluhu, me'avi ditn desinu. Were you aware that I was coming, that you prepared all this in my honor? Amalei, me different lamina. We didn't know you were coming. We were preparing for Shabbos. For Shabbos, we prepared beautiful, great food. Rav Ava zovin betleis istri pshiti. Rav Avin would buy meat for covered Shabbos for 13 sell of meat. From 13 different butchers to get the best meat possible available. And he would pay the butchers at the door. So Rashi gives two pshatim. He would prepare money right at the door before he came, or that they should be able to get their money and go right back to the store and prepare more for Shabbos. Or he would right away take the meat for delivery and run out to the next store. He was busy the whole time to look for the best food available for Shabbos. Vamu ashachayu ashachayu. Quickly go back to your job to have food prepared for the population for Shabbos. Ravu Ava Yosef attacked the Shina. Ravu would sit on a ivory chair, Umoshef Nora, and he would prepare the fire to cook with for Shabbos. And again, from here we see that when it comes to preparation for Shabbos, the usual rules of the Hachonah for Shabbos itself is a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun teaches us. He says, "Afilu yesh lo kama avodim l'shamshoy." Even if somebody has many avodim that could work for him, yishtadel hacha ba'atz mishum dover l'tzorch Shabbos. He should do something himself for tzorch Shabbos. Kedei l'chabdik, Rav Chizoy mechatech yerig dak dak, Rav Rav Yosef makan etzim. The Shulchan Aruch gives us all the examples we're going to learn that our Gemara gives for somebody doing for Shabbos. V'lo yoymer, lo yefkin b'kvoidi. And somebody shouldn't say, well, it's not my honor to do all this for Shabbos. So kizeu kvoidi. This is the biggest kovid. She mechabritza Shabbos. So we find here two very interesting phenomena. Normally, of course, every mitzvah requires hachana. Every mitzvah requires preparation. But what our Gemara is teaching us is that the preparation for Shabbos is in itself a mitzvah. And that's why we find here something that we don't find normally in Shulchan Aruch. Normally, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, brings all the halachas. But here, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to teach us examples that our Gemara gives us of all the great people, what they did in preparation for Shabbos. Very uncommon to find that in Shulchan Aruch. And I think the Bi'ah Halacha in Divrei Maskil Yishtadel tries to explain this because he quotes the words of the Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos to teach us, you have a person who's a very great person, a distinguished individual. He normally doesn't go shopping. He usually doesn't cook in the house. You yourself have to do it, because that is the covet of Shabbos. The covet of Shabbos is that you yourself should go out of the way to do whatever it takes to prepare for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Anon Lovish Gunda. Rav Anon himself would sit on the Gunda. He would put on a black smack to prepare for Shabbos. Why? The Tanaberi of Shmo. Begonah Shabishman Kedele Rabbi, Ayimzaman Kosla Rabbi. A Gemara that we learned the other day on Daf Kuf Yudalad. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yudalad taught us that the begodim that the Kohen wore for Trumas Hadeshin were not the same begodim that he wore for the Avoida. So here too, the Gemara is saying that even though it's a great mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, you don't have to wear your nicest clothing when you're doing that Avoida. Trumas Hadeshin is an Avoida. But even though Trumas Hadeshin is an Avoida, they didn't wear necessarily the nicest clothing. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra Machrek Reisha, he would take the hair, burn the hair off the head of the animal that was being prepared for the Shabbos meal. Rava Malach Shavutai, Rava would salt the Shibuta fish for the Shabbos meal. Rav Huna Madluk Shargi, Rav Huna would light the lamps for Shabbos. And the discussion over here, that even though the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is on the wife, one is that the husband should participate. What does it mean that the husband should participate? Either the husband should prepare the candles, or since, and why? Because as we learned the Gemara early in our Masechta on Daf Chaf Gimel Mabeis, Harog L'Baner Zoich L'Banim Talmid Chachamim. So everybody wants to have children who are Talmid Chachamim. So that's why the husband should participate as well in the preparation of the candle. Or the mitzvah of lighting candles is not a mitzvah that's limited to women. It's a mitzvah to men as well. And since both of us have the mitzvah, the husband should light some candles or do something regarding the hadlokas neiros. Rapapa got psilta. So Papa would prepare the wicks for the lamps. Rav Chisda Parm Silka, he would cut the beets for the beet salad. Rabbi Rav Yosef Mitzalchi Tziba, they would chop the wood
for Shabbos. Rav Zeira Mitzasa Tzusei, he would light the fire. Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Makasa for oil, the Kasa for Nofik, he would carry all the Shabbos food in and out, he would carry all the supplies. Omar, Ila Miklanli Rav Ami Rav Asi. If Rav Ami Rav Asi were coming to visit me, Miloy Mekamayu, wouldn't I personally do something to prepare for their arrival? So too, we're getting an incredible guest, Shabbos. We have to do whatever we can. Vikadamri, Rav Ami Rav Asi Mekasi V'ayil Mekasi V'nafsi. Rav Ami Rav Asi were the ones that would prepare and carry all the supplies for Shabbos. Omer, for they said, Ilikulon Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan came to visit us, Miloy Mekasfina Mekamai, wouldn't we do all of this in his honor? Says the Gemara, Yosef Moike Shabbos Hava. Yosef was the person who showed tremendous honor for Shabbos. Hava hu noch b'shvusay. There was an Akum in his neighborhood, the Nefish and the Chisut Tove, that was very wealthy. But the astrologers told him, all of your possessions will be end up where Yosef Moike Shabbos. That was something that he couldn't accept. He sold all of his properties and he bought a diamond with it. And he put it in his hat. He was once going over the river, and a wind came and caused the hat to fly into the water. And balakavra, it was swallowed by a fish. A fisherman caught that fish and brought it late on Friday afternoon. By that time, everybody had already prepared for Shabbos. Amr man zomen kehashta. And he asked, who is still going to be interested in buying fish at this late hour of the day? Amr zilu amt yua logabi yoysa maka Shabbos, the rugel zoven. Go to yoysa maka Shabbos. He's a person that will always buy something lekovet Shabbos. Amtu nale, and they indeed brought the fish to him, and zoven, and he bought it. He opened up the fish and he found in it this diamond. Zavni, and he sold it, Betlosa Elisa, for 13 addicts, the Darne Dahave, for 13 addicts that were full of gold. Pogabay Usava, and there was a Talmud Chacham that met him. Amamandi Yosef Shapsa, whoever borrows for the sake of Shabbos, Parah Shapsa, Shabbos pays him back. So I saw what's Pshat in this Gemara. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained what Yosef Moike Shabbos certainly at this point had enough half fish for himself for Shabbos. He was a person that prepared, he had prepared so much for Shabbos, he certainly had at this point fish for Shabbos. But he wanted that the fishermen should be encouraged that whenever they see a nice fish, they should bring it to people that they should have a covered Shabbos. So he went the Lefnim Meshur Sadin to show how important Shabbos was to him. Because he went Lefnim Meshur Sadin to show how important Shabbos is to him, Shabbos paid him back. Says the Gemara, Baimene Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Ashir Shabbat Yisrael B'mayin Zoichen. Why are the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael get Ashiris? Omlam B'shvil Shemes Asrin. Because they take Meiser. Shenemar, Aser to Aser. Aser, B'shvil Shetis Aser. So I saw, the Ksav Soif explains, a person is not really supposed to want to have money. That's not what we're supposed to aspire for in life. But if a person wants money, so he could give tzedakah with his money, that he could do mitzvahs with his money, that's very worthy. Asher, you know why they want to be wealthy? B'shvil Shetis Aser, that they could do more with their money. But then I saw another pshat from the Mar Naim. The Mar Naim says, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Meis, the Medrash says, Ein Adam Meis, V'chatzi Tavasa B'yodai. People are never satisfied. We quoted earlier in our shir, Mishle Yishleimana Yoritza Messiahim. So people always want to have more. Aser, but we know in Pirkei Avos it says, Ezul Asher, who is truly a wealthy people, Hasamech Bechelkoi. He's satisfied with what he has. That's what we say. Aser, if someone's going to give Meiser, not only will he have a bracha that he will be wealthy, but B'shvil Shetas Aser, it will be an ashiris that it brings, it will be a wealth that brings real wealth. What type of real wealth? A wealth that you will have that you will be satisfied with what you need. And in fact, the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk of Aser b'shvil shlo aser says, Asher b'shvil shlo teschar. What's that Aser b'shvil shlo teschar? That whatever you, that you will have enough shlo teschar, that you won't feel that you will miss anything. And that's what the pasuk says afterwards, the very koisel lechem broch ad belidai. A person will be satisfied. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that not only will you become wealthy, but you will become wealthy in the way that you will be satisfied with what you have. But I also saw that the Paiskim point out that what doesn't it say, Al Tiyu Kavodim, Hamishamshim Sarav Amanas Lekabos Pras, and here it says that they give Meiser, so they should get money. But if you're getting the money, like we quoted from the Ksav Sofer, because what do you want to do with your money? What you want to do with your money is to give it for tzedakah. If you want to use your money to do mitzvahs and meisim toivim, then it's not Bishvil Kabel Pras, and it's such type of money you're allowed to request. Now, also say to Mepharshim, so the Gemara continues now to ask, what about the Ashirim in other countries? How do they get wealthy? Why doesn't it say they get wealthy because they give Maisik Sofim? Because the Aloha Maisik Sofim, explained the Paiskim, is not that obvious. Maisik Sofim is not a Chiv Doraisa. Some say the Ramah says that it's not in Yoridei Simin Reish Mem Zayin Sif Dalid, is not a chiyuv. It's some say it's just a minik. Some say it's even less. So it can't be that Maisik Sofim should get you that wealthy. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Shiva Bavel Mahim Zoichim, why do the wealthy people in Bavel become wealthy? Says the Gemara, Amalei Shiva Chavnin Satayra, because they show tremendous kavod haTorah. They support people who learn Torah. However, continues the Gemara, Shiva Ratzis Mahim Zoichim, all the Talmidei Chachamim in those days lived in Bavel. Other countries did not have Talmidei Chachamim. So how do they get wealthy? Amalei Shiva Chavnin Satayra, because they show cover to Shabbos. Dom Rav Chibar Abba, Pamachs Nisrachti Eitz Balabais B'Lutgia. I once spent Shabbos by somebody in Lutgia. Vivil Lefon of Shulchan Shalzov Masa Sheish Asa B'nei Adam. And they brought him a table of gold that took 16 people to carry it. Vishesh Asa Shalshol Shalkevitz Kvuz Boy. And there were 16 silver chains attached to it. Ukorois for kois for ketonis with tsluchis kuvuzboy. And there were plates and cups and drinking ladles and bottles all on this table. Volov komine machav komine megodim psamim. There were all types of foods and delicacies and spices. Kshemenichnoi soy, when they would put it down, oimrim they would say, Lashem aratzim loya. Kshemesalkinoi soy, and when they finished, oimrim hashemayim shemayim Lashem, varatz nosnol bnei adam. So I asked him, Bani, how did you become worthy to have this wealth? I was a butcher. Any good animal I had, I put it away for Shabbos. So the Pasha Pshat is that this person was a butcher. So he had no reason to be concerned that he won't have meat for Shabbos. But even though he had no reason to be concerned that he won't have meat for Shabbos, he still went out of the way that the whole week, whenever he saw a nice cut of meat, he would put away the covered Shabbos. And because he was so concerned about the covered Shabbos, he was zoicha to become this wealthy. Which really comes back to a very big machloikis between Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara Masechta Beyadav Tezayin Amar Aleph says, Omer Olav Al Shammai Azokin, Kol Yomav Hayo Oichel Kovar Shabbos. The entire week he ate Kovar Shabbos. Motza Behemen No, if he found a nice piece of meat, Omer Zula Shabbos. Motza Acheres Noemen, he found a nicer one, Menichas Hashniya, he put away the second one for Shabbos, and he ate Voichlas Rishoyna. So it turns out, Nimtza Shachila, everything that he ate was Kovar Shabbos. Hillel had a different had a different way of working. Baruch Hashem, yom yom. Every day he prepared for Shabbos. So the question is, so this butcher acted like Shammai, not like Hillel. And we always passing like Hillel, not like Shammai. So the Daki Moshe, in Or Chaim Simon Reish Nun Ois Alef says, quoting the Arzuruah, that even Hillel agrees that what Shammai did is better. He just says you don't have to do so. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Torah suggests and the Bach says that Shammai and Hillel each had a different lesson that they were trying to teach us. Hillel was trying to teach us the lesson of Amunah, that a person should always rely that Hashem will give us what we need. And Shammai was trying to teach us the lesson of Kavod HaShabbos. Since the Gemara doesn't say that the Halacha doesn't follow Shammai here, every person could follow what he thinks is best. What's pshat in the Gemara that they first said Hashmayim Shmayim Hashem when they brought the food, and then they would say Hashem Aretz Melayim, and then they said Hashmayim Shmayim Hashem. So this goes back to the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Heyom and Aleph, that the Gemara asks a question. Here it says Hashem Aretz Melayim, that everything belongs to Hashem, and then it says V'asunam Le'adam, it belongs to people. So the Gemara answers, Kan Kaidim Bracha and Kan Acha Bracha, that when they brought the food, the person declared that I recognize everything is L'Kavod Shamayim, everything comes from Hashem. If a person lives his life where he recognizes that everything he has is from Hashem, and what we have, and therefore he's not disturbed to spend money L'Kavod Shabbos, then that person taka is zoicha to tremendous bracha. Says the Gemara, Amalei Keser Reb Shua ben Chananya. The Keser said to Reb Shua ben Chananya, Neima tashel Shabbos roicha noidav. What does the Shabbos food give off this wonderful fragrance? Amalei Tavlan Echad Yeshlanu. We have a tablin, the Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Shara Matayel and Toichav Reicha Noidav. We put this into the food, and it gives the food a wonderful aroma. Amalei Tenla Menu, so give me some of it. This fragrance only works for somebody who is Shoyim Shabbos. Shoyim Shabbos, but if you're not a Shoyim Shabbos, ain't Moyoloi. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained what is the Reicha Noidav of the food of Shabbos. The Reicha Noidav is a Yirush Shemayim. Somebody who approaches Shabbos and doesn't look at Shabbos just like a day of the week where he can eat and drink, but he looks at Shabbos as a day where he could grow in Yirush Shemayim, Reicha Noidav, his food, his life, has a different fragrance. Amalei Resh Gelusel Rav Hamnuna, Maidik Siv, L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubed. The Pasuk says, L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubed, the Pasuk that speaks about Shabbos. Amalei Zeh Yom Kippurim, it's referring to Yom Kippur. Shalom Ba'al Echil V'Lashti on Yom Kippur, we don't eat and drink. Amar Ta'ara, so how do we show Yom Kippur is different? Kavdei B'Ksus Nakia, on Yom Kippur we should put on special white garments to show what Yom Kippur represents to us. V'Chibarata, Rav Amal Hagdim, Rav says on Shabbos we should eat earlier. V'Shmuel Amal Akhar, on Shabbos we should eat later. And I saw that the Tosfos, the very masculine Rav, says there's really no machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav, says the Gemara, somebody who always eats late his meal, on Shabbos he should eat earlier. Somebody who always eats early should eat later. Why? To show that the Shabbos food is not just a meal, the Shabbos food is a food of Shabbos. And therefore, how is that shown? By eating it at a different time. We, Baruch Hashem, meat and wine every day. But my Nishnia, how do we show Shabbos is different? If you eat usually early, eat it late. And if you normally eat late, eat on Shabbos earlier. Rav Sheshes was blind. So he didn't know when it was this man for eating the suud on Shabbos. So what he would do is, in the summer, he would have the Rabbanim sit in a place where the sun would beat on them. B'sisva, in the winter, he had them sit, Maisel and Rabbanah Hechta Machatula. He would have them sit where it was windy. So they would get up, and like that, he would know that it's time, Kechta Lekaimahu, that even though he's saying a shir, Lekavit Suda Shabbos, there's a point to get up to eat the Suda Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira Mahada Zuzi Zuzi Rabbanan, Rav Zeira would look for the peers of Talmidei Chachamim who were learning, and would tell them on Shabbos, go and eat. Amu b'matus melechai, I ask of you, don't be mechal Shabbos. On Shabbos, and even though there's an appoint to learn, but on Shabbos, you have to go eat and get up and learn. And that's why they say he dafka did it with people who were learning b'chavrusa. Because people were learning chavrusa, Rav Yaakov Embem explains, were learning probably b'iyan, and since they learned b'iyan, they would get busy with their learning and forget that they have to go eat. In fact, that's the source that the Gemara Masechet Megitin, Daf Samachar Ma'alef, teaches us that on Shabbos they would learn Agarata, which would be easier learning. The Miri says that, the Yerushalmi says that Talmid Chachamim, who learn all week, Shabbos should learn easier subjects. Those that don't learn all week should spend their Shabbos learning. The Chidah, however, says that one on Shabbos that should not get too involved in learning, that he should forget to eat the Suda Shabbos, but not Chas V'Shalom, says the Chidah, at the expense of learning. And he says himself that he saw great Talmidei Chachamim in the cities of Yerushalayim and Istanbul who would give shurim on complex halachic subjects even on Shabbos. Amar Rava Vitema Rav Shuma Levi, Afila Yochram Spalber of Shabbos. Even an individual who davens on Friday evening, Tzarech Lam V'Yichulu, but he has to say Yichulu. Amar Rav Neuna, call him Spalber of Shabbos. Whoever davens on Erev Shabbos for Oyim V'Yichula, and he says V'Yichula, Ma'al Lov HaKosov Kilanasa Shutva L'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Masa Bereishis. He's considered as if he is a partner with HaKodesh Baruch Hu in the creating the world. Shnam V'Yichulu, Al Tikri V'Yichulu, El V'Yachlu. He is HaKodesh Baruch Hu's partners in the creation of the world. So I saw the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh asks, how could somebody be a partner in something that was already created? So he answers, the Pasuk says, Kisheshes Yom Asa Hashem as Shemayim Vesaretz. That when Hashem created the world, he only created the world in a way that the world could exist for 6 days. And afterwards, the world would cease to exist. What gives the world the ability to continue after those 6 days? It's by Klal Yisrael being Shomer Shabbos. So because we are the ones that are Shomer Shabbos, that's why we are considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partners in the creation of the world. Moreover, I saw that we know that the Pasuk says, B'dvar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world just by speaking. So the Torah in Siman Reis Samaches quotes the Sefer Chassidim, that it's extremely important, not supposed to talk by davening anytime, but it's supposed to be particularly quiet during the time when they're saying V'Yichulu Friday night by davening. Because what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when he created the world? He was silent. He created the world with speaking, and then came Friday evening, and he stopped speaking. So too, we should stop speaking at that time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel stopped speaking. The V'Yichulu that the Gemara is referring to here is the V'Yichulu that is said after davening Friday night by Shemon Esrei. And there's two V'Yichulu said. V'Yichulu we say by Shemon Esrei. We also say V'Yichulu after davening. The reason why we say it twice is because when Yontif falls on Friday night, so then we don't say V'Yichulu in the Shemon Esrei. It's a Yontif Shemon Esrei. And we have to always say V'Yichulu, as our Gemara says, Friday night. So that's why we say V'Yichulu that Friday night, so we always say it. The V'Yichulu should be said by Midah standing, because our Gemara is saying it's like an Eidus. An Eidus is supposed to be said standing, And it's good to say b'minyan. The Paiskim say that it's so important to say b'minyan that somebody should finish his Shemoneh Esrei quickly that he could say v'yichulu together with the tzibur. Amar b'loza, b'nayin shadiba k'maisa. How do we know that speaking is like action? Like we just quoted the pasuk, Shnem v'dvah Hashem Shemayim Nasu. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel did was speak. But with what he spoke, it's considered as if the world was created. Omer Chizda Omer Marukva. Kol Mespal Be'erev Shabbos. V'ayim V'yichulu. Whoever davens on Friday and says V'yichulu. Shnei Malachi Ashos Malavim Lo'il Adam. Every person has two Malachim that always escort him. Menichen Yedeim Aroishoi. They put his head, their hands on their head. V'ayim Lo'il V'sar Avoyncha V'chatoscha T'chupar. All of your Averis were taken away. The pasuk says, "Im lo yagid v'nasa avonai." If somebody doesn't say edus, he gets an avera. But this person who does say the edus is a person that has kaparas avonis. And the Ben Yoyada goes on to explain that only a person who a rosh is not allowed to be an aid. So by saying this edus, we have to do tshuva first, and that's why we become kosher edim. We don't have any more averas. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymish, Shnei Malachi Asharos, Malav, Loi, Adam, Erev Shabbos. There are two Malachim that escort every person Erev Shabbos, and Beis HaKnesses, Lebeisoi, as he leaves the Beis HaKnesses and goes home. Echad Toiv, Echad Ra. One is a good Malach, one is a bad Malach. Shmuel, Beis HaMatzah, Neredol, V'shulchan Aruch, Mitas, Mitzahs. When the Malach comes to the home and finds the house is properly prepared for Shabbos, Malach Toiv Oymer Yirotzin Shteil Shabbos Acheres Kach, he says, "Halvai, it should be like this every Shabbos." The Malach Ra Oymer Bakarcha Oymer Bakarcha, and the Malach Ra has to say Amen. Vimlav, but if that's not the case, and as Tosfos the very Maskil points out, that the table should be set before somebody comes home from Shabbos for Shabbos from davening Shabbos night. Bemlav Malach Ra Omer Yirotzin Shteil Shabbos Acheres Kach. He says it should be that way next week, and the Malach Toiv has no option but to say Amen Bar Korcha. Says the Gemara Rabbi Loza La'olam Yisad Adam Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos. A person should set his table on Erev Shabbos with all types of delicacies. Va'pish Enitzarch El Kazayis. Even if he's ate on Friday afternoon, and as the Gra explains, he ate at a Sudas Mitzvah, so he doesn't have to eat Shabbos Friday night. Still, he should prepare his table in the nicest way Friday afternoon. Amar Rav Chanina, Lo'el Misad Adar Shulchan Matzah Shabbos. A person should eat Matzah Shabbos. Afap Shein Tzarech El Kazayis, even though he's not hungry. Why? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that he's showing that Shabbos wasn't a tircha, and that's why he's even Matzah Shabbos doing whatever he can to show cover for Shabbos. And to show that I'm not looking to run away from Shabbos. Chamin b'Matzah Shabbos, eating hot food and washing in hot food and drinking hot drink Matzah Shabbos, melukma is refuah. Pas chama b'Matzah Shabbos, eating warm bread on Matzah Shabbos, melukma. So I saw the Farshim explain chamin b'Matzah Shabbos, melukma. The pasuk says harayf l'shur leiv or mechabish l'atzvoisam. The word mechabish stands for chamin b'Matzah Shabbos melugma. Shabbos, eating warm food on Matzah Shabbos, melugma is the refuah l'atzvoisam. So if somebody chas v'sholem loyaleinu is suffering from depression, chamin b'Matzah Shabbos, eating warm food on Matzah Shabbos, melugma is the refuah for somebody who nebuch is suffering from depression. In fact, I saw that the Gra wife one time accepted upon herself to start a fast on Sunday, on Matzah Shabbos. And the Gra found out, and the Gra told his wife she should break her fast to eat Malav Malka, because Malav Malka takes precedence over everything else. And there's another story that the Gra was once not feeling well on a Matzah Shabbos, and he couldn't eat.
And then he, Baruch Hashem, woke up later in the evening and he felt better. And he told his Talmidim to please quickly run outdoors and see if it's not yet morning and it's still Matzoi Shabbos, that he could quickly still be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mlava Malka. Says the Gemara, Rav Avuha Avdin Lai Bafuki Shabbos Igla Tilsa. Rav Avuha, every Matzoi Shabbos that we prepare from Igla Tilsa, two pshatim and Igla Tilsa. One pshat is it's the animal that's the third time the animal had a baby, or eagle that's third grown. Have ochem in a kulyasa, and all he ate from it were just a kidney. He wasn't hungry. Kigol avim brei omelei lomelach lefsudi kolei hai. Why do you have to kill an entire animal just for that little kidney? You could eat it from what you shechted. Nishbe kulyasa b'mal shapsa. Eat from what the animal that you shechted l'kavet Shabbos. Says the Gemara Shafkua. The next week, that's what they did. V'asa ari v'lechlei, and the animal, and they ate the calf. Nobody loses from Kavod Shabbos. On the contrary, you're supposed to prepare for Shabbos, and you're supposed to prepare for Matzah Shabbos. Amar b'shuban levi kol ha'ayna amen yehesh mei rabba mevarach b'kol koyachai. Whoever says amen yehesh mei rabba with all of his koyach. So Rashi explains b'kol koyachai, b'kol kvanosai. But Tosfos, the very masculine kol, quotes the psikta. When Klaius will come to the shul, and they say Yeheshme Rabba b'kol Ram, they announce it, Mevatlim Gzeres Koshes. So you have to say it b'kol Koychai. And the Meiri says you're supposed to do both. You have to say it b'kol Koychai, and you have to also say it b'kol Kavanosai. You have to say both. So I saw that the Sefer Lechem Rav explains what's pshat in this Gemara, b'kol koychai. When a person is young and he's energetic, he many times is going to make the mistake, the koychai v'oisim yodi osli sachai alzeh, that everything I achieve is because of my own strength. Kol ayna amen yehesh merabah b'kol koychai. And he declares that I recognize that everything that I have is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Zardinai, such a person will have tremendous success. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Bisfroy befroyes besnadam am baruch Hashem." My time befroy perois. Why do you have all sorrows go away? Should the baruch Hashem because they say Amen Hashem Rabba. Rav'achi bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Afil yesh boy Shem shal avodah zara. Even if somebody chas v'shalom has some avodah zara. That's talking about the sin of the eagle, and it's called perua. I'm Reish Lakish. Whoever says amen with all of his ability, they're going to open up for him the Shari Gan Eden. Those that say amen are going to have Gan Eden. My Amen, what is the definition of Amen? Amar Rav Chanina, Keyam Melech Neman. When somebody says the Shulchan Aruch, Amen, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Ches, he has to have in mind Keyam Melech Neman. And the amount of time it takes to say Amen says the amount of time that it says to say Keyam Melech Neman. And the Mishnah Brura there in Sif Katan Chav Dalet teaches us that when somebody says Amen, so if it's a bracha that's speaking about the greatness of Hashem, you should say, I believe that Hashem does and can do this. When it's a bracha that we're asking for something from Hashem, we're saying that we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us whatever we need. Amar Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Mishmei the Rab, Ened Lek Metsuya, El B'Mokim Shesh Chil Shabbos. Where is Chil Shabbos? That's where there is fire. Shnem V'Loy Sishma Lai L'Kad Hashem Shabbos. Ulvilti Seis Masa, V'Tzati Eish B'Shirea, V'Ochla Amonish Yishalayim V'Loy Sichba. There's going to be a fire in a time when people can't extinguish the fire, when, as we're learning in this perek, you can't extinguish fire on Shabbos. Yishlayim was destroyed because of Chil Shabbos. Amar Rab Ava, Lechav Yishlam Yishlosh, Bittl Krishma Shachas Farvas. They didn't say Krishma at the proper time, Shachas Farvas. Shnem Ahoy Mashkimi, Babayk Yishaykh Yidoyfu. They get up in the morning, and instead of davening, they drink wine, V'ksiv Ahoy Kina V'Novel Toif V'Chol V'Yayim Meshteyim, V'Aspel Hashem Layabitu. They don't pay attention to Hashem by saying Shema, where we recognize the greatness of Hashem. Then says the Pasuk, V'ksiv L'chein Gola Ami B'lidas. Amar Nuna, Lechav Yishlayim, they didn't allow the Tanakh Shabbos Rabbim to learn Torah. Shenemar Shvoich al Oil Bechutz by Tam Shvoich Shem Oil Bechutz. The children were outside. They weren't learning Torah. Amulah Lechav Yishlayim Emnei Shlayim Bush upon Zem Zed. They didn't act with sneeze. Shenemar Vishke Seva Also Gam Boy Shlayi Vayshu. Amar they treated everybody equally. The land got emptied out. They didn't give musa to each other when they were supposed to. One is next to the other person's tail. They had their head in the ground, and they didn't pay attention to see that everybody should do what they're supposed to do. They embarrassed Tamidei Chachamim. There was no refuah. My ain mapa says the Gemara Amr of Yehuda Marav. Kol hamavaza tamid chachamim ain lay refuah lemakosoi. There is no refuah to his makah. Somebody who doesn't show proper respect tamid chachamim, it's an unforgivable sin. Amr of Yehuda Marav. My diksiv. The pasuk says al tigum mishichai. Those are the Tanoikos Shabbos Rabbam. Because we have to believe that every child that goes to yeshiva, Mashiach is going to come. Who's going to be Mashiach? A child that's learning in yeshiva. And every child has the potential to be Mashiach. And somebody who doesn't let the Tanoikos Shabbos Rabbam learn, is tigu b'mashiachai, is starting up with Mashiach. Amar Yishlokim Shem Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Ena oylem miskayim el b'shvil hevel tanakish b'es rabim. The entire world exists because of the breath of the Talmid Chacham to children who learn. Amar Yerpap Balbayim, didach v'didach mai. And what about our learning? Amar Yishlokim Shem Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Hevel sheyesh b'chait, level shem b'chait. Children are pure. Amar Yishlokim Shem Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Ein mevatnu tanakish b'es rabim el afilu b'nyan b'es ha-migdosh. Even if we need to build the b'es ha-migdosh, we don't stop Talmidim from learning. That means if the Rebbe is somebody that we need him to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do it when they're learning. If you have a city where there aren't children learning Torah, that city cannot survive. That city should be put into Chayrim. Our learning Torah is even greater than the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the learning Torah of the Tanaikos Beis Rabbam is Yiras Hashem Tahira, as pure Torah, which brings to Yiras Shemayim. The entire purpose of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is to help us achieve Yiras Shemayim, but there's no greater way of achieving Yerushalayim than having Talmidim Tanoikos Shabbos Rabbam sitting and learning Hashem's Torah.